This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Pope Francis has left Rome for his 12-hour flight to Rio de Janeiro, where he will attend the 28th World Youth Day. Pope Francis will spend all but one day of his week-long journey in the Brazilian city hosting the event. The one exception is on Wednesday, when he will visit the Marian Shrine in Aparecida. As the youth of the world gear up for Rio 2013, I spoke to Father Eugene Silva, English language official at the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, about the importance of new evangelization at World Youth Day. You mentioned just there new evangelization, and we're talking about the upcoming World Youth Day celebrations in Brazil. How do the two things marry?
Well, the World Youth Day are wonderful opportunities for new evangelization. New evangelization, again, is the way in which we help people encounter Jesus Christ, that we proclaim the same story with new ardor, new passion, new methods. And the World Youth Days are one of those new methods that is able to gather young people from all over the world and to help them have a passionate encounter with Jesus Christ.
We're also in a year of faith as well. Do you think that it's helpful having a World Youth Day also in a year of faith?
Oh, sure. I think it's perfect. I think when we look at the origin and the motivation for Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI in calling for the year of faith, it was to revitalize the faith and really to help people once again place God at the center of their lives. And the World Youth Day is another perfect example and an opportunity to have a universal gathering in which to promote the Year of Faith and the very mission of the Year of Faith. Many of the events on the universal level are being held here in Rome, and World Youth Day is again a wonderful opportunity for the universal church to gather to promote the mission of the new evangelization by helping our young people come to realize that authentic joy and hope come only in knowing and loving Jesus Christ.
We've talked to here at the radio, and you see many people with regard to World Youth Day who are very firm in the faith. They literally have this energy about them. But there are also young people out there who are probably more lukewarm in the faith.
Sure.
And the people, obviously, that you at New Evangelization want to also focus on, again, is something like World Youth Day for them.
Oh, exactly. And we never know the motivations which bring our young people to World Youth Day. And we have to just trust that when we bring young people together, especially in the presence of Pope Francis, that the youth are going to speak to youth, and they're going to inspire one another with their witness. And as well as, of course, the Holy Father being able to inspire and speak to their hearts and to them. I know from my own experience, I've led pilgrimages on two World Youth Days, both to Paris and to Toronto, and large groups. And some of the young people that decided to attend and to participate, some of them were lukewarm in the faith, and maybe they were only going because their friends were going, or it was an opportunity to see something new, to experience something new. But whatever the motivation, their hearts were touched, and their faith was deepened. And that was my own personal experience. It was just such a joy and a pleasure to go back to the Diocese of Paterson with this group of young people and then to see the way in which they infused the parish and the schools that they attended with this deepened fire and new fire for some.
Is it the whole package of World Youth Day, do you think, that gets young people really inspired? Is it perhaps the Pope coming? Is it maybe that they'll get a chance to hear catechesis? Is it the whole thing? Is there anything in particular that you think makes it World Youth Day?
Well, I'll just speak for my young people that went on those two. I think for the young people it was two things. Number one, the fact that the Holy Father would travel just for them and speak only to them and to their hearts. I think they felt special. They felt that this was only for them, so that they realized that they had a place in the church, that they had a role today, not just when they grew up and had families or later on in life. So I think there was that special element of it. But also, it was the fact of seeing so many young people making the pilgrimage for whom faith was important. And so all of a sudden they said, well, it's not just in my youth group of 12 people in my parish, but well, faith is important to so many others. So what is there to this faith thing? And what happens is we see the youth witness to youth. And I think that's a very important element to it as well.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing with the, you've been to on others, you said, but is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing with this World Youth Day?
I just am so excited to just be able to see and experience, even from a distance here in Rome, the exchange between Pope Francis and the young people. I mean, Pope Francis has a way of speaking to the hearts of people. I mean, just last week, how he spoke to 6,000 seminarians and novices in the Paul VI Hall, and how he spoke so deeply to their own experiences and inspired them. I'm just so excited to see how lives will be changed by the way in which he engages and speaks to the young people on World Youth Day as well.
Yes, each pope seems to have his own way. Pope John Paul II, Pope Benedict had his
right.
own way of speaking to young people, very much a fatherly figure.
Exactly.
And now we have Pope Francis, who you see him even during the Angelus, just telling young people to have courage and to go forward. And that
exactly. And so I think, being that this is Pope Francis's first World Youth Day, and it's just going to be tremendous to be able to see it and to witness it and to know that so many lives will be changed because of his presence and his message to them. I know when he spoke just last week to these young women and men here, the way he spoke and the way that he was able to just connect with them so quickly and so deeply, it was just such an honor to be there.